And it's the last Friday of the month, and as we always do, we have Doc Talk now from Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson. With us this morning is Angela Hine from Johnson Memorial Health Services. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Well, I understand, Terry Overlander's retired now, you know, so you're stuck with me now, Angela.
Oh, bye. Okay, I didn't realize that. You guys kind of sound the same, and so, you know, right now we're doing this over a phone interview because of COVID, you know, and all those precautions, so I have to say, kind of lost on me.
That's
kinda sound
right.
Like Terry.
Well, Terry's done a good job with Doc Talk over the years, and hopefully I can follow through with such a good job that he has done. So, Angela, why don't you maybe tell our listeners a little bit about yourself first before we start talking about
sure.
the topic today.
Sure. Well, like you said, I'm Angela Hine, and I'm the OR coordinator for Johnson Memorial Health Services. I've been a nurse for 23 years. I've been here in Dawson for 5-6 years. Kind of recruited me from Montevideo. I worked over in the Montevideo OR for about 10 years. Prior to that, I was up in Watertown, South Dakota, in the emergency room and cardiac rehab. So I've been kind of all over the Midwest. I also did some traveling nursing, and that's kind of what brought me over into the Minnesota area. One of my last jobs was in Minnesota as a traveler, and then I kind of fell in love with the OR and stayed there. Montevideo had hired me as such. So kind of a different situation for me. I do drive from Castlewood, South Dakota every day over here, so I'm a commuter, yep. So that is something that's a little unique, but the roads are good most of the time, and you know, with the weather reports and stuff, you can kind of head off any kind of bad weather. And I tell you what, all of our physicians that come into our department as outreach, they're all coming in from other, you know, areas. So if they can't make it here, I can't make it here in the winter. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a good plan.
Good.
So,
yeah, that's a jaunt for you from Castlewood. What's that, south of Watertown? Or?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
South of Watertown.
Well, that's
yeah.
a good jaunt there. So,
what
is your job title, Angela?
Outreach and Surgery Coordinator.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, I bring in all of the specialty physicians from around the area and bring them into our department, and we conduct clinic. And then, of course, every outreach physician has their own schedule. Some of them come in twice a month. Some of them come in once a month. It just depends on, and that's, you can find that calendar on our Johnson Memorial website, and it just tells you when each specialty is here. If you have any questions about that, of course, you would want to call us, and we would get you set up on how to schedule an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And then also surgery. My background is in surgery mostly, so I, along with that, some of our specialty providers do surgery. Not all of them are surgeons, but mm-hmm. a majority of them are. And so then when it's their day to come out and see our patients, some of them will do surgery as well.
Okay, good. What are some of the outreaches that are provided at Johns Memorial Health Services, Angela?
Oh, yeah.
Quite a few of them, I would gather.
Yeah. We've got a lot of things going on here. We have a general surgeon. He does all kinds of procedures, colonoscopies, gastroscopies, any kind of abdominal surgeries from hernias, appendix, gallbladder. He even does D&Cs, bowel resections. He'll take off moles. I mean, pretty much general surgery kind of covers a whole gamut. So we do have him. That's Dr. Briones from Montevideo. We have Dr. Tancic, who is a ENT, so ear, nose, and throat specialist. She comes out from the cities. She does surgery, and she will help you with any kind of sinus, ear, nose, swallowing, throat kind of problems. She's married to Dr. UK, who is our urologist. So like I said, they come from the cities. Dr. UK has a big urology following here, out here in the western Minnesota. He goes to several different hospitals when he's out here for the week, but he does like to do surgery here, so we're very thankful for that.
Awesome.
We have Dr. Vandenbosch from Sioux Falls. He's an eye doctor, ophthalmology. We do cataracts. We do lid surgery, so if you have a little bit of a sagging lid and it's kind of getting in the way of your vision, he will tighten that up, and it's not necessarily considered cosmetic when it impairs your vision. So if you feel like you have a little hood on your eye lids, he can take care of that. He also does a procedure called a YAG capsulotomy, which that is using a laser to kind of shine up that cataract after it's done, because sometimes you'll get little floaters. So he can shine that up.
Mm.
You would start out at Heartland Eye Center uptown here, get in with the optometrist up there, and then he would refer you into Dr. Vandenbosch if you need some kind of a surgery like that.
Okay.
We have Dr. Carpenter. Dr. Carpenter brings a nurse practitioner with him and a whole crew when he comes up. He's our cardiologist, one of the cardiologists that come here. He's from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at North Central Heart. He does stress tests as well. The other cardiologist that comes here is Dr. Maliki from Prairie Lakes Hospital in Watertown, and he also does stress tests. Dr. Maliki will also insert pacemakers here if that need should arise.
Mm.
So, okay, so then we have Dr. Woolley from Brown Clinic in Watertown, South Dakota. He is a podiatrist, and he does surgery here as well, so any of your foot care needs, you can make an appointment with him. We've got Dr. TC from out in Olivia area. She is an audiologist, so she will also, she works hand-in-hand with Dr. Tansik. Dr. TC will check your hearing. She does a lot of hearing aid repairs and fittings and things like that, so it's very good to have that team together to, you know, kind of complete your care with ENT. We have Dr. Okanowski from Marshall. She is an OB-GYN doctor, so if you have any kind of female problems, if you're pregnant and don't want to travel, she will come out here and outreach and do most of your care out here. And then, of course, we don't deliver babies here at Johnson Memorial, so you would end up going down to Marshall to have your baby, but that seems to be kind of a pretty give-and-take, pretty easy transition to make. We also have Dr. Wakama from Marshall. He's an orthopedic surgeon, and very excited to tell you that we've started total joint program here at Johnson Memorial. We do hip replacements and knee replacements.
Mm.
So that is a big undertaking, and we have become very successful with that.
Awesome.
So, I'm trying to think. I think I've covered most of our physicians.
Yep. We're really blessed to have these services in locally, aren't we, Angela?
Right.
Yep.
One more doctor,
yep.
Two more services that I want to mention here. One more physician, Dr. Addo. Dr. Addo is our oncologist. He comes from Prairie Lakes in Watertown. He's actually retiring at the end of June, so Dr. Amin will come out and take his place. But that it's really great to have that service here because, you know, if you've got cancer, the last thing you want to do is have to do some traveling. So if you can get your appointments closer to home, it's so much nicer. So that is one service we offer here. We do offer certain kinds of chemotherapy to be given here at the hospital as well. So, you know, if you're faced with a tough diagnosis like that, it's nice to have a little silver lining around that dark cloud sometimes with, you know, not having to travel and being, you know, close to home. So that's a cool thing to have. One more thing I do want to add is we have a nurse anesthetist that comes out and does helps with our anesthesia with our surgeries. He is certified in spinal injections. They're called ESI injections for people who are having back pain or hip pain, things like that, sciatica pain. So if people are needing ESI injections, he is now certified, and we can pretty much get people in. Same day, same week. So that's really nice to have too here.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Well, Angela, thanks for filling us in of all the outreach services at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And like I said, it's just great to have these services locally.
Right. So, one more thing, Paul, I want to mention is now that COVID has kind of died down, of course, we're taking all the precautions that, you know, that started out a couple months ago. We're still taking those precautions. But the elective surgery side of things has opened up more, and we are starting to schedule people more and more with their colonoscopies and some of those elective surgeries that they've been waiting for, especially with like the mandate from the governor and things like that, that now has loosened. And so if you have been putting something off, go ahead and give us a call. We'll get you in.
Okay. All right, Angela. Thank you again, and we'll talk again sometime.
All right. Thanks so much.
I should mention, if someone has questions or maybe has a question, how can they contact you, Angela?
Sure. Call us in our department at 320-312-2133.
All right. Thanks, Angela.
You're welcome.
That's Angela Hine from Johnson Memorial Health Services, and that's another Doc Talk here on this Friday.